that you see
depends on me
and me
and me
and me
and me
and me.
As in return for our loyalty, His Majesty
with me
and me.
We suggest you accept the idea of our guest. Time they got the princess off their hands. She's too clever by half.
What do you think, Deputy Prime Minister?
I agree, Your Majesty's pleased assent. Name the day for the happy event. One lasting man of the royal exchequer. She costs far too much.
What do you think, Deputy Prime Minister?
I agree.
I agree.
I agree.
I agree.
I disagree.
I resign.
Enough, my mind is made up. Let the princess be called, let the wedding be announced.
But husband dear, you know best, of course, but might it not be sensible, politic, judicious, and wise, in light of this jackal's extraordinary claims, and bearing certain previous occasions in mind?
What? What?
Shouldn't we, maybe, possibly, actually meet the groom first?
Nonsense! Pandit Jackal, we thank you for your Raja's excellent proposal, which we accept and call our daughter to the court so she can jolly well agree to it too. Treasurer, purse 5A, at once!
Because the arguments that follow between the princess and her father are very long and boring. In any event, I have decided that the king will get his way and the wedding will take place in Act 2.